Okay, what would you call a similar pastry, also with a hole in the middle, made with yeast instead of baking powder? Or would you make something like that?
Would it be light bread?
No, it'd be...
It looks
well,
like
I don't
one,
know. It's,
it looks just the same as the one made with flour, except this time this is made with yeast as well. Do you have any other terms? I mean, do you refer to one made with yeast in a different way than you do one made without it?
No, I don't.
You call them both donuts?
Not all donuts.
Yeah. What do you call round flat cakes made with white flour and cooked on a grease skillet eaten with syrup?
Batter cakes.
Batter cakes, okay. What do you call meat from the side of a hog, slated but not smoked? I don't know. I'm not sure I know what slated means.
I don't either.
I would say
it was
bacon. Side meat's
bacon. You also call it side meat?
Well, yeah, we call it side.
You would call it side meat. But that's the same thing as bacon?
Bacon.
Okay.
That's where they get the bacon from.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you call pressed meatloaf made from hog jowl, the hog's head, and so forth?
Pressed meat.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot of folks.
Pressed meat, I guess.
Yeah.
Some people say souse meat,
okay.
But we say press meat.
Very good. See, both answers are down here.
Yeah.
That's what we look for. What do you call a hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
The hard thing that you bite into.
You know, that you have to take out before you make a pot. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
Press.
What about 56 in a row?
Okay. What do you call the center of a peach? The same thing as for a cherry, except it's in a peach.
Peach seed.
Peach seed.
Okay.
We do say both kernel and seed.
Which one would you use, probably?
I say seed, mostly.
But I mean, it's also pretty common around here to say
kernel.
That's what we call them around here, peach seed. Of course, it's got a kernel in it, seed, I guess.
Now, what, I was just wondering, what would you call corn, you know, the things that come off corn cobs? If...
Roast ears?
No, I mean, you know, the seeds.
The
kernels. I would, yeah, kernels too. Okay.
Well, a peach seed has got a kernel in it.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. How about the peach? The kind that is easily separated, the meat easily separates from the seed.
Clear seed.
Okay. What do you call beans eaten in the pods? You know, you just pick them and...
Snap beans.
Okay. What do you call large, flat, yellowish beans not in the pods?
Butter beans. Butter beans.
Yeah, I mean butter beans.
Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that you eat?
The tops?
Yeah, what would you call that?
Salad.
Okay, could you say it again?
Salad.
Salad?
Mm-hmm. If you were just referring to the top now,
yeah.
The root.
Yeah, that's all I want,
the
tops.
But... Uh-huh, we call them salads.
Okay.
Salad greens.
Okay. What do you call corn that is simply... picked and eaten with your hands? Cooked, you know, you cook it, you pick it, and then eat it.
Yeah, I guess that would be corn on the cob.
Okay, or would you say anything else, you know?
Roasted, but you cut it up when you eat the roast ears.
Really? There's a difference between roasted ears and corn on the cob?
That's the kind of thing.
That's,
you see, something like that would be lost.